Increasing cloud, and it's windy and warm this afternoon with a chance of thunder showers. Windy and mild with showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. This afternoon's high is forecast at 84. Tonight's low 66. High tomorrow 78. There is a 30% chance of rain in the forecast this afternoon, increasing to 70% tonight. Right now in Little Rock, we have winds from the south at 15 miles per hour. The barometer steady at 29.80 and a cloudy sky 79 degrees. For the Lynn Broadcasting Corporation, this is Mary Donald, KAAY News.
Ladies and gentlemen,
from Little Rock,
Mike McCormick.
KAAY.
My arrow. Insurance deals it, and that's the way we get kicking off here on the McCormick Tuesday Show. 3:05 in the city right now. 79 degrees and partly clear skies on the outside, I think. Right now, the weatherman's calling for increasing cloudiness, windy and warm this afternoon with a chance of some thunder showers. That's normally in the forecast this time of year. However, it's about 30% for this afternoon, increasing to near 70% for tonight and decreasing to about 50% for Wednesday.
When they've got a friend who's heavy on their mind, well, that's when they think about skin problems. So that's when I tell them about Physahex. Tell them to wash with a medicine, not just a soap. Physahex cleans away dirt and grease and de-germs the skin to help prevent infection. Goes on protecting for hours, too. Physahex has to do more.
Fire Inspector Noah Knapp with the Fire Prevention Bureau speaking for KAAY. Have you taken a real close look at what you have stored in your attic that may be a fire hazard? Clean out and discard all that you don't need. Thank you.
A touch of the toe means super go. Get command performance.
Pepco, get command performance.
Your command performance gasoline.
Go Pepco.
APCO Gasoline, a moving experience.
Your command performance gasoline.
Superco APCO.
APCO.
3:08 in our city, 7:09. Cloudy, you're with Mama McCormick's oldest, Michael J. till 6 tonight. Baby, the grassroots work on it for you from KAEY on a Tuesday afternoon, 3:10 in our city now.
Roaches.
Yeah.
I just sprayed.
Yeah, I know what you
mean. I need an exterminator.
If you think an exterminator is the only answer for roaches, here, try this.
Black Flag ant and roach killer.
Black Flag with Bagon, a killing ingredient professional exterminators use.
It'll really work?
Black Flag starts killing roaches on contact, keeps working for up to 2 weeks.
You mean the Black Flag I spray now will keep working for up to 2 weeks?
Right. Use Black Flag ant and roach killer with Bagon, a professional ingredient that'll protect your home.
Shines up bright in minutes, lasts up to a week. That's Griffin, Griffin Wax.
Griffin Wax gives shoes a deep, rich shine and has been doing it longer than any other polish. And for a great shine with no buffing, Griffin Self-Polishing Liquid. Let it dry, it shines itself. Griffin Liquid.
Shines up bright in minutes, ooh, lasts up to a week. Griffin, Griffin,
I got to tell you, whether you want to hear it or not, that many of the programs heard on this radio station are mechanically reproduced each day for your listening pleasure.
Now the hard shell finish of turtle wax is even harder.
This year, the turtle has a harder shell than ever. The only thing that gets through is sunlight, Mama.
Hailstorms?
No.
Detergents?
No.
Sleet?
No.
Salt?
No.
Bullets?
What caliber?
Harder!
Water, the turtle's hard shell finish stands up.
Maybe if I try an elephant gun?
Easier, too. The turtle goes on easy and stays on hard. 25 minutes does it.
Maybe a howitzer?
Liquid a clean car wax. Put a plate of new improved turtle wax on your car and watch the fireworks display, Mama.
Now the hard shell finish of turtle wax is even harder.
A-A-A-Y. 312 in our city. Stop it with a marmalade and a little tea here.
Toast and marmalade for tea. Sailing ships upon the sea aren't lovelier than you. All the games I see you play.
Toast and marmalade for tea with 1010 on the McCormick program. And a Tuesday going on at 3:15 now.
K-A-A-Y Sports.
The long pro basketball season finally comes to an end tonight. The Utah Stars and Kentucky Colonels meet at Salt Lake City to decide the American Basketball Association championship. This is Mitch Michaels, K-A-A-Y Sports.
K-A-A-Y presents A Heavy Happening.
K-A-A-Y.
A crazy dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be a magic genie. But she disappeared around the corner.
All I saw were three doors and the top of her bikini. I made it through the first door. There was a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was free.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, I presume. This really far-out cat was screaming half-crazy. Ball, ball, balloon, ball, the long bam, boom. I said, hey, man, cut that jack. And tell me where the chick went. But it looked at me as pleased as could be. It said these words, but I wonder what he meant.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, boom, boom.
Oh, don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Oh, yeah, don't you love it? Don't you just love it now? I opened the third door, and there she was. And she whispered so sexy and low. Phew! I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But while I did this, I never know.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it? Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom,
that's Daddy Dewdrop on the McCormick Program. 318 in our city right now. 79 KAAY degrees and cloudy skies. Winds are out of the south at about 15 miles an hour. Gusting out there to near 23. It's a possibility it could be some rain in our city this afternoon. The weatherman says there's about a 30% chance of some thunderstorm activity. So to stay informed, stay right here on 1090.
This message sponsored by the United States Army.
Well, I got out of school a while ago, thought I'd head for the city, make a little dough. But day after day, the going got worse, cause the boys with the training got the good jobs first. So I joined the Army and I'm on my way, cause the Army recruiter had something to say. Today's Army has the training and the good jobs too. Like they say, today's Army wants to join you.
For the location of your nearest Army representative, call 800-243-6000 toll free.
Hey, you like to get rid of your mother-in-law? Send her away for about a weekend anyway to New Orleans with somebody she'd like to carry with her, like maybe your father-in-law. Well, all you have to do is drop a card or a letter today to Free Me From My Mother-in-Law in care of KAEY Radio, Box 1790, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72203. Include on it why you'd like to get rid of the old gal, okay? She could be the winner, and we pick up her hotel expenses, her plane accommodations, and, of course, give her $100 to spend on Bourbon Street in the Crescent City. Do that today. Free Me From My Mother-in-Law, Box 1790, Little Rock, 72203. Looks like El Marco.
Brothers El Marco present The Treasure in Mary's Kitchen. As our scene opens, Mary discovers a hoard of old dishes in the kitchen cupboard of the summer house.
Well, this junk has got to go. Hey, those are hoofbeats.
Buenos dias. My name is El Marco. I come to suggest that those old dishes can turn into family heirlooms. Get a set of El Marco broad-tip markers in all eight bright, waterproof, smear-proof colors. Then decorate those dishes with your own designs. Flowers, animals, names. Turn the saucers into ashtrays. Turn the cups into pencil holders. Turn the plates into plaques.
That's a neat idea.
Oh, Mary, they're beautiful. You should start a little business.
Stay tuned for more adventures of the brothers El Marco. El Marco with permanent ink, El Marco with watercolor ink. The brothers El Marco by Flair.
Get out of here with your horse and everything, El Marco.
K-A-A-Y.
320 in our city with McCormick here on a Tuesday. El Marco and his horse are on. Reach out, baby. I'll be there. Dig.
Dig.
mystery shop. Diana Ross is going to be there. Music for you on the McCormick program. Tuesday going on, 319 in our city, 79 cloudy. And a pretty good chance of some rain this afternoon, about 3 out of 10. That decreases to about, it says decreases, I'm sure they mean increases, to about 70% for tonight, and decreasing to about 50% for tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe we get the rain here in the middle of the week. It'll be good and nice again on the weekend like it was this past weekend. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. 324 right now.
Good colonial bread takes a full 8 hours to make, so we have time to let the dough rise naturally for better taste. Time to hand twist colonial for smoother texture. To us, that's time well spent.
We make colonial bread like we make it in 4 kids.
Colonial, the 8 hour loaf.
Mrs. James Lux of Little Rock, a winner of 1090 in a KAAY follow contest. You can be too. Look for those K Mobile Money Cruisers and, of course, keep your radio at 1090.
When they surrender and give up its light, the shadows in my man's face tell me he's tired. The woman that I am says I've got to find a way to get my man re-inspired. So I sit him down in his easy chair.
Coca-Cola.
K-A-A-Y. Golden.
326. Just like this. I'm going to get me a whole bottle of Muscatel, take off my shoes, walk barefoot in the grass as I go right up the country.
Report,
Senate action is expected soon on legislation to halt the railroad strike and force negotiations to continue until October. Governor Dale Bumpers predicted today that the reapportionment of the state legislature will result in the election of at least one black senator and of several Negroes to the Arkansas House. A one-car crash in Batesville this morning claimed the life of a Wichita, Kansas man, 20-year-old John Eugene West.
Some research experts say you can't taste the difference between beers. But we're betting a bundle that you can taste the difference in Budweiser. If we have to choose between what some experts say and what beer drinkers say, we'll go with you beer drinkers every time.
When you say Budweiser,
you've said it all.
Cloudy and 79 degrees. I'm Mitch Michaels, KAAY News.
Ladies and gentlemen,
from Little Rock,
Mike McCormick.
KAAY.
I don't blame you at all, 'cause you played it cool. No. You don't owe me a thing, 'cause I played it cool.
Lindsay and a great song as he brings it back, the theme from the Grand Terrace.
There was a hill we climbed and a verse we rhymed, went flying across the waving grass like silver bells against the curtain that the sky had made. And so we played. It was a sunny day, so we lay beneath the rock that sheltered us from passing flames. And the earth caught fire when you turned, but nothing burned. up on that hill we climbed. Now you're gone and I'm alone, though they say I should be safe, secure, and sane. Oh, I still remember yesterday and the games the children play.
First hymn from Grand Terrace. That's the music of Mark Lindsay as he brings it back, a little solid gold, on a Tuesday from the McCormick program. It's 3:36 in the city. I hope it's a great day for you.
Is not starting easily. Maybe you need a Phillips 66 Trop Arctic high performance battery. It's built to give you the kind of reserve power you need. Get it now at the performance stop, the Phillips 66 station nearest you. And while you're there, fill up with Phillips premium flight fuel, the three for the money performance gasoline. At Phillips 66, it's performance that counts.
It's 3:37 in our city, and a possibility of some rain this afternoon. We'll take a good long look at the weather forecast for you in about 3 minutes on K.
If you're looking for a nice way to spend this summer, I've got a couple of suggestions. Chevrolet's new Chevelle and new Camaro. Cars that save you money even when they're not on sale. But guess what? They are on sale. Chevrolet's summer sale. Order any new Chevelle or Camaro with white striped tires, wheel covers, deluxe seat belts, and an AM/FM radio or any stereo equipment, and we'll help save you some money. Chevrolet's summer sale, on now at your Chevrolet dealers.
1090 KAAY.
You best treat her like a lady.
Can't think. I mean. Oh, you gotta feel like a lady.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose along, too. All right, you better treat her like a lady 20 minutes in front of four on the McCormick Program from KAAY on a Tuesday, 79 and cloudy, wherever you are right now. And whatever you might be doing, I'd like to thank you for joining me here on Channel 1090.
Watching the waves pound the shore, hearing the ocean call you like an old friend. Yes, you've been here, if only in your mind. You've had good beer before, too. Busch. Only the best ingredients go into the brewing of Busch, a brewing process that includes pride, tradition, and time. Busch does it like no other beer. Visit our St. Louis brewery and we will prove it.
KAAY weather.
Well, increasing cloudiness, windy and warm for the afternoon with a chance of thundershowers. Windy and mild with showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Decreasing cloudiness and a little cooler with showers ending on Wednesday. Tonight's low near 62 degrees. Tomorrow's high up around 80 again. That probability of rain is about 3 out of 10 for this afternoon, increasing to about 7 out of 10 for tonight and decreasing to about 1 out of 2 for tomorrow. All right, is that a little bit confusing? Percentage-wise, that's 30% for tonight and 70% for tomorrow. 79 and cloudy in our city right now. Winds are out of the south at 15 miles an hour, gusting to near 23. The K-Jocks remind you, the first annual Maumelle PGA golf tourney will bring the country's top golfers to Arkansas to battle for over $25,000 in prize money. And you'll want to be in the gallery, I know. To get your tickets in advance and avoid the rush, drop by one of the Little Rock banks. Just drop by anytime or buy tickets from any Pulaski County JC. The tourney gets underway at Maumelle Golf and Country Club on May 19th. Get those tickets now for the first Maumelle PGA.
John's Jeans is having a limerick contest.
There once was a young man named Dave.
Not that kind of limerick. It has to be about John's Jeans. All you do is get an entry blank at any John's Jeans location.
There once was a girl from St. Paul.
If your limerick is used on our radio spots, you'll win a $25 gift certificate from John's Jeans.
There once was a young man from Kent.
Enter the limerick contest now at John's Jeans. You could win a $25 gift certificate.
There once was a...
Go
to your room, you old toilet tongue.
K-A-A-Y.
Yeah, 17 in front of four. This is a family show. Just sweet and innocent. Here's Donnie on stage all by himself with his brothers in the background. And sweet and innocent. with another hit on their hands, the Osmonds, featuring Donnie this time, a little guy. Sweet and innocent, 14 minutes in front of four. Tuesday going on with Michael J. McCormick from Big Kid.
Come on! Steppenwolf.
Why don't you come with me, little girl, on that top of the ride?
Blood Rock. Steppenwolf.
Push it, don't care!
Steppenwolf and Blood Rock together, May 21st, 8 p.m. at Barton Coliseum. Advance tickets, $4.50 at the Mall Booth, John's Jeans, Village Fox, and Olsen's in Conway.
Greetings to you, friends of peace.
For Steppenwolf and Blood Rock together, May 21st, another carousel attraction.
Cloudy and 79 degrees happening to your head if you're in our city on this Tuesday afternoon. If you are, we thank you so much for digging us here on K.
Grand opening starts tomorrow at the Goodyear Service Store, 8014 Geyer Springs Road in Little Rock. And what a grand opening it is, with three big free prizes. Register for a set of four Goodyear tires, a General Electric color television set, and a set of golf clubs. No obligation, you need not be present to win. Grand opening is a good time to see the latest General Electric appliances, too. AP&L Home Service Advisor Cherry Harkey will demonstrate the major General Electric appliances tomorrow from 9:30 to 4:30. See a special demonstration of the GE electronic oven. On Saturday, Mary Fox, Goodyear Service Store employee, will demonstrate the electronic oven by cooking hot dogs and serving them to all grand opening guests that day. So come on, join the grand opening show starting tomorrow at the Goodyear Service Store. At AP&L, we think it's going to be a good year for Goodyear at 8014 Geyer Springs Road in Little Rock.
Manhunt and Turkey. Complete details at 55. I'm Mitch Michaels, KAAY News.
Mike McCormick.
Golden.
Santana getting heavy for us with Remembering Gold on a Tuesday afternoon. And Michael G. McCormick, hi y'all, LR. It's 10 minutes now in front of four.
Live in color, Steppenwolf.
Steppenwolf will be in concert here Friday, May 21st at Barton Coliseum. But why wait? You can have Steppenwolf for a concert in your car or home anytime you want. Hear hits like Magic Carpet Ride.
Why don't you come with me, little girl?
American Wolf from ABC Dunhill is available at all Central Arkansas Metcats, Little Rock, North Little Rock, and Jacksonville.
Mitch Michaels is up at 55 with KAAY News.
Graduation 1971. You're standing on the edge of a cliff. Ahead of you is life. Your decision for what you do with it must be made now. Capital City Business College offers several choices of career training for this year's girl grads. Secretarial courses to teach the skills necessary for the good-paying executive and administrative secretarial positions. Fashion merchandising for a glamorous career in the fashion world. Or airlines training for an exciting airlines career. At Capital City, you also get the Nancy Taylor course to develop poise and self-confidence. If you're a 1971 graduating senior girl and your decision for the future has not been made, consider Capital City. Enrollment deadline for summer classes is June 14th. So talk with Capital City's career consultants this week. Call 375-1148 or stop by 5606 West 12th.
It's a little windy. On the outside, we'll knock it off, Ben. I'll tell them about it. Winds are out of the south at 15 miles an hour, gusting to near 23 out there, all right? Girls, you better hold on to your wigs there, all right? Look who's here. Hello, Beauregard.
Wait up fast, Beau. I want to get to the big sale downtown before the other girls.
You like bargains, ma'am?
Love bargains, Beau.
You know, you get a bargain every day at your lion station. That's because we don't have any stamps or gimmicks.
Wait till the girls hear about this.
Won't be long till everyone knows that. Extra quality gas doesn't cost extra at Lion Station.
1090
KAAY. Gotta get it on, honey. 7 minutes in front of four. Mama, come together with me. We gonna work it out.
Try to make things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why you see it your way? And the risk of knowing that I love may soon be gone.
News.
A court martial has been set tentatively for Thursday for Sergeant Richard Blankenship of Little Rock Air Force Base in connection with the shooting March 30th of Airman First Class Bernard Gracie. Chris. He was shot through the heart with a .38 caliber revolver during the changing of the guard at a missile site near Mount Vernon. Gracie survived the shooting and said today he had offered to testify in Blankenship's behalf. He said Blankenship had been charged because their stories of how the shooting occurred were conflicting. Gracie said after the shooting, Blankenship went into shock and couldn't remember accurately what had happened. He said Blankenship erroneously told investigators that the shooting was horseplay, and Gracie said it was not. Congress still is trying to work out legislation to end the nationwide rail strike, now nearing its second evening of commuter jams and now putting a severe pinch on industry. This is the situation. The Senate Labor Committee passed legislation that would order the striking signalmen back to work, at least until October 1st, and would give them an interim pay increase of 17.5%. The legislation was moved to the Senate floor for action. The White House said the Senate plan is acceptable. The Senate was acting as the House Commerce Committee took up a similar proposal to end the crippling strike. This was the second morning of train tie-ups, and hundreds of thousands of commuters had to struggle to get to work. Thousands of other workers are being laid off because of the walkout. Today, Transportation Secretary John Volpe commented that the railroads are essential.
In an extended shutdown, the other modes are hard put to pick up even 15% to 20% of this total.
The auto industry was one of the first hit, with thousands of workers laid off, and some plants were closed, others cut shifts. Governor Dale Bumpers predicted today that the reapportionment of the state legislature will result in the election of at least one black senator and of several Negroes to the Arkansas House. The governor didn't elaborate, but he said he is pleased with the plan of Senate redistricting that the State Board of Apportionment adopted yesterday. The board is expected to work tomorrow on a plan for reapportioning the House. Two big-name Republicans in the U.S. Senate are sharply divided on the question of cutting American troop strength in Europe. Senator Barry Goldwater of Arizona said the proposed cut would place this nation on a disaster course for World War III. For more details, here's correspondent Pi Chamberlain.
Senate Democratic Leader Mansfield says that even if his European troop cut dies in the Senate tomorrow, it is expected to die, he'll still have achieved his minimum goal of getting the European troop issue out in the open. He clearly is not optimistic. He says, I have a maximum goal and a minimum goal. I expect to achieve the minimum. It's all on the table now, he told a small group of newsmen. It will not be treated in the shadows anymore. A series of amendments have been offered to weaken the Mansfield plan. They'll be voted on before his move to force a 150,000-man American troop cut. He's against all the amendments, even one that would impose the cut unless Russia and America began to negotiate troop levels by September. Mansfield says he intends to vote no on this. If any amendment passes, he says he'll vote against his own proposal. Pi Chamberlain, Capitol Hill.
The Turkish government may have an inroad into its search for kidnapped Israeli Consul General Ephraim El-Rom. The government says it's captured one of the kidnappers, a former university student and member of the Turkish People's Liberation Army. Correspondent Frank Miles commented on the situation from Istanbul.
It's extremely unlikely the Turkish government will give in to the kidnappers' demands. In a special broadcast, the Turkish Deputy Prime Minister has warned the Liberation Front that if they do carry out their threat and kill the Israeli diplomat, then everyone connected with the organization will face the death penalty.
The capture of one of the kidnappers climaxed what was called the biggest one-day wave of arrests in Turkish history.
You know I smoke the lot of grass.
Let's get it on, Mama, with Steppin' Wolf and Blood Rock. Friday, May 21st. 8 p.m. at Barton Coliseum. Advance tickets $4.50 at the Village Fox, the Mall Booth, John's Jeans, and Olsen's in Conway. For Steppin' Wolf and Blood Rock, Friday, May 21st at Barton Coliseum. Another carousel attraction.